You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with our regular and resident expert on branding and intellectual property, Tatiana J. Whitelord. Tatiana is the founder and president of Intelligent Brand Extension, better known as IBE, the international brand development and strategy firm, has a track record for driving success for small and medium-sized enterprises. Today, we will be discussing finding ways to grow your business through brand extensions. Tatiana, always great to have you on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be back.
Yes, indeed, and a good morning to you. So, to kick things off, for a lot of people, growing a business is tough work, but how one may go about that in growing their business varies. One of those ways is through a licensing and marketing approach known as brand extension. Tatiana, can you explain to us what is brand extension?
Yes, of course. So brand extension is really any time a brand is taken outside of its core business or category or environment. It could be in the form of expansion into a territory. It could be in the form of expansion into different applications of the brand, sub-brands, and, of course, ultimately into brand extension through licensing through third parties. And I think a good example, I always say a very good example of a successful brand extension program is the very well-known, famous Armani brand. As we all know, Armani started in clothing and gradually, and of course started in very high-end couture clothing for women, and then gradually created different sub-brands. They created their prêt-à-porter, the ready-to-wear. They created their sort of more affordable end called Armani Exchange, which is also geared for a younger crowd. Then they went into, you know, not only brand extension into a different category, but also a different territory by creating the Armani Hotel in Dubai. And then they went into homeware, and their store in Milan even sells flowers and chocolates and jewelry and perfumes, and, you know, now they're into makeups and et cetera. But the one thing that is always a constant is the look and feel and the ability to recognize the Armani brand through every single thing that they've done and every single time that the brand has extended itself, which is why, in my view, it's a very good example of a successful brand extension.
A very great example, and I actually have a pair of Armani frames on as we speak. Now, how can brand extensions help entrepreneurs at different stages of business?
Well, I think when you talk about brand extension, you have to talk about it in the bigger picture of your strategy. You know, in order to have brand extension, you really need to have a brand. And so it comes for an entrepreneur. It should come at a stage where their brand is ripe and that they can see that they're getting significant amount of competition, or that their consumers may have reached a stage where they have probably gotten used to the brand, know it well enough, and they will be looking for something new from the brand, and they'll be looking for something exciting. They'll be looking for a new way of experiencing the brand. And I think in that sense, then the brand extension should be a next stage for an entrepreneur to look at and say, right, so we've got our brand, we have created it, we are doing X with it. Now we've got enough of significant consumer base, we've been around for a while, what can we do next? And that should be part and parcel of their larger brand strategy going forward in the growth of the enterprise.
Now, you're known for working with many businesses, both large and small. What are some things a small business or entrepreneur should consider when identifying potential brand extension partnerships?
I think that one of the most important things that any brand, but particularly smaller ones, should consider is really to understand whether the brand that they are or the partner that they are going with is relevant to what they do, whether it's a natural fit, whether they have the same values, the same targets, the same type of consumers, and whether it brings something really useful to what they have. Because especially sometimes smaller brands can get very excited about being attractive to larger brands. And just because you have a partnership with a large manufacturing outfit or a large other brand or a large enterprise doesn't mean that it's the right thing for you at that particular point in time. So when you do the partnership, it's really important to think about whether it's the right fit. And the second thing I would say that's really important is what the implications are for your own intellectual property. So if you are going to create a combined IP, who has the rights to that combined IP, and to make sure that you, at the very least, retain the original rights to your own intellectual property as a smaller enterprise. And also, if you enter into a brand partnership, it's always important to have the bigger strategic picture in mind for the years to come. So is this going to be, to look at it holistically, is this going to be the right kind of, are you going to give the right kind of message to your consumer by going with this particular partner? And, down the road, is it going to help you become more relevant? Is it going to help you grow? Is it going to help your business grow faster? All those things are very important elements. So the fit, the implications on your IP, and the bigger picture for your strategy going forward.
Today we are speaking with, once again, Tatiana J. White, Lord, founder and president of Intelligent Brand Extension, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Tatiana, how do they determine which brand extension partnerships are the best for a business or brand?
That's a very good question, because a lot of the times it's a question that we don't ask ourselves when we go into a brand extension program, And the critical question to ask is, what kind of partnership is this? Is it a level partnership? Is it a partnership where we both bring equal things? Is it a partnership where we have certain know-how that the other party doesn't have, and therefore we could be of equal interest to them? And it's also to determine the right kind of partnership, you should also ask yourself about, the quantifiable advantages of going into this brand partnership or this brand extension. So how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? How much is it worth? What's the cost? Who are we targeting? Who is bearing the cost of what? And what's the ultimate result? Is the ultimate result relevant to our bigger strategy going forward? And how does the result change the way our brand is perceived today versus the way it could be perceived? And I think those questions are absolutely fundamental for any kind of partnership or brand extension program where there are two or more parties involved. If it's a partnership with a bigger brand, does the bigger brand make your brand look better to your customer, or does it make your brand not be perceivable by the customer anymore? Does it become overpowering versus yours? Those are things to consider as well. And I have a very good example here, actually, of a client of ours. This wonderful brand called Tutu Du Monde. They are famous for creating some of the most beautiful upscale ornate fashion dresses for small girls and young tweens and early teenagers, and they are each piece is bespoke and a lot of detail goes into it, and they have a brand partnership program with Hello Kitty. And Hello Kitty, of course, is one of the biggest brands in the world. And a lot of thought had to go into, so what is this partnership going to look like, and what does it really mean for Tutu Du Monde to do a bespoke collection for Hello Kitty that they will, you know, that they will be selling in certain places, in higher end stores or maybe in lower end stores, and what are all the implications for the smaller brand dealing with such a global and a globally recognized recognized brand. And I think it was it's a collaboration that has been done very intelligently, where both of them have succeeded in having their IP very remain very intact, and also come up with something very unique that you don't otherwise see in other brand collaborations of the same type. You know, so that's that to me is a perfect example of the smaller versus with the larger, but with a lot of thinking having gone into it on both sides.
Quite interesting information. Now, based on your experiences and what you've seen, what are some common mistakes entrepreneurs should avoid when entering into a brand extension partnership?
The number one common mistake, I think, is to think that you're going to enter a brand extension program and succeed when it's not yet time. Because as the terminology itself shows, you need to have a brand in order to have a brand extension. And oftentimes we see particularly smaller brands or entrepreneurs wanting to go into brand extension far too quickly when their brand is not ripe enough for that and it's not strong enough for that. The second common mistake is to believe that brand extension will replace your brand strategy, whereas brand extension is really part and parcel of your brand strategy. And when you go into a brand extension program, as a brand owner, you still need to invest in your brand. You still need to develop your brand in order for your brand extension to become successful. So that's probably the second common mistake, I would say. And the third mistake is to partner with another brand, an outfit, a manufacturer, or an organization that is not in line with what your vision of your brand is and that cannot give you what you need in order for your brand to be propelled to the next stage. So I would say the three common mistakes are, number one, doing it too soon. Number two, thinking that brand extension replaces brand strategy. And number three, not doing it with the right person or with the right organization, I would say.
Certainly an interesting topic. Appreciate all your expertise and input here today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about intelligent brand extension and how can one be in touch.
Sure. They can always look us up on our website, www.ibrandx.com. They can also find us at INT BrandX on Twitter. We're also as Intelligent Brand Extension on all the channels, Facebook, LinkedIn. And, of course, we at Intelligent Brand Extension are always very happy to hear from everyone and to talk to them on the phone, by email. We are very easily reachable.
Tatiana, thanks so much for joining us here today once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
It certainly is. Thanks so much. We have been speaking with Tatiana J. Whitelord, founder and president of Intelligent Brand Extension, an international brand development and strategy firm for small and medium-sized enterprises. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ibrandx.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.